Farmers are taking in current market influencers and exploring risk management options at the North Dakota Soybean Council's Soybean Marketing Seminar at Berry Hall. When it comes to soybean demand, trade and tariffs continue to dominate news right now. NDSU crops economist Frayne Olson says the hard part about trade talk is typical timing systems to sell the crop are out of whack.
So, for example, let's talk about the EU. I mean, there was an announcement yesterday. Obviously, that puts more of a positive tone in the marketplace. But we haven't sold any grain yet, and we likely will not sell any soybeans for several months. Because even though there's been a verbal commitment, we don't have anything on paper yet to say, all right, here's how we're going to trade, here are the rules that we're going to use to be able to buy and sell under the new agreements. So we likely will not see any grain movement into Europe until, you know, probably next spring. Then same thing with China.
Olson reminds farmers not to confuse short-term shifts with long-term adjustments.
Because of the volatility we're seeing right now, if you see an opportunity, at least sell something. I mean, you don't have to sell the whole crop. Keep chipping away at it. You know, people hate to leave money on the table. It's like, well, we're getting a rally going on. I'm going to wait to see how far this runs, and all of a sudden tips and goes the other way pretty quickly. So if you see those opportunities, please take advantage of them. You don't have to sell all your bushels, but at least try and sell something to keep chipping away and keep the cash flow coming in, because the banker is going to be looking for your ability to pay bills on time, and the cash flow needs are going to be a big deal this year.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from the Market Outlook for Soybean Seminar in Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.